Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1, 2, and 3. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. Here's the thing about religion, and for that matter, laws in general. It operates from the position of guilt. It assumes the guilt of the individual and acts accordingly. Every new rule it creates, every function it performs, is built upon the presupposition that its adherents are guilty. Christianity operates under a different presupposition. It builds all of its teaching and activity upon the doctrine of the perfect holiness of Jesus Christ. It results in a different outcome in the conscience. The adherents of religious law are reminded of their sins time and time again. They can never have a free conscience lest their liberty turn into license. The followers of Christ, however, live perfectly free of conscience because they are confident not in themselves but in Jesus. I know that in my flesh I'm not perfect, but I am sure in my spirit that Christ is, and that he has my case handled.